It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today, I'm going to give you a different slant on Sausalito Ballot Measure O, the city-sponsored measure to increase the Sausalito sales tax by half a cent from 8.5% to 9%. In an effort to be objective on this subject, I am going to use language taken from the documents submitted in either support or opposition to this measure. The stated purpose of Measure O is to upgrade Sausalito's critical infrastructure and services and protect the city's long-term financial viability. Proponents note that this new tax, like all other such taxes, would not be imposed on grocery food items or prescription medicine. According to the proponents of the measure, the money would be used to repair Sausalito's storm drains and to fix hazardous roads and deteriorating parks. The proponents note that Sausalito's storm drains are 80 years old and need maintenance to prevent pollutants, garbage, plastics, and sediment from running into the bay. They also note that Sausalito's steep hillside roads are riddled with cracks and aging parks need upgrades. The proponents also state that the money generated by the new sales tax increase could not be touched by Sacramento, which apparently frequently grabs monies from local municipalities. Finally, the proponents note that Measure O requires strict accountability and transparency. The sales tax increase would expire in 10 years, and in the interim, there would be annual independent audits and published expenditure reports to ensure funds are spent efficiently and responsibly. Opponents to Measure O see it as nothing other than a new tax on Sausalito residents and businesses. While tourists will pay the tax on their purchases, so will residents. The tax does not shift the burden of tourist costs to the tourists themselves. For example, most of the rental bicycle companies collect sales taxes in San Francisco, not Sausalito. Sausalito residents will pay the new tax on all internet purchases and all personal property, such as cars and appliances. The opponents also claim that Measure O is deceptive. Supporters promise desirable improvements to Sausalito's infrastructure, but these repairs are not guaranteed. Money raised by Measure O taxes could be applied to any purpose the council sees fit, including pensions. Opponents argue that the money from Measure O sales tax increase is not required to be spent locally for Sausalito residents. Sacramento would be prevented from taking these new taxes, but the city council could spend it in ways that don't necessarily benefit resident taxpayers. Since the money raised by this new tax increase could be spent in any manner the city council wants, the promised independent audit is an empty gesture, providing no meaningful information. The proponents claim the new tax is needed to fix problems, but the opponents point out these problems have grown worse under the city's stewardship. The EPA cited the city for sewers and drains in 2007, and little has been done to repair the problem since, hence the sewer rate increase earlier this year. And repairs to streets, sidewalks, and parks have been repeatedly deferred to balance the city's budgets. So I encourage you to review both sides of the story behind Measure O and reach your own conclusion as to which way to vote. But whichever way you decide, please do vote. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there's a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.